We went into the farmhouse together. It was large and dark, an abandoned feeling. Manello and Piani were in the kitchen. "There's not much to eat," Piani said. "They've cleaned it out." Bonello sliced a big cheese on the heavy kitchen table.
"Where was the cheese?"
"In the cellar. Piani found wine, too, and apples. That's a good breakfast."
Piani was taking the wooden cork out of a big wicker-covered wine jug. He tipped it and poured a copper pan full.
"It smells all right," he said.
"Find some beakers, Barto."
The two sergeants came in.
"Have some cheese, sergeants," Bonello said.
"We should go," one of the sergeants said, eating his cheese and drinking a cup of wine.
"We'll go, don't worry," Bonello said.
"An army travels on its stomach," I said.
"What?"
asked the sergeant. "It's better to eat."
"Yes, but time is precious."
"I believe these bastards have eaten already," Piani said.
The sergeants looked at him. They hated the lot of us.
"You know the road?"
one of them asked me.
"No,"
I said. They looked at each other.
"We would do best to start," the first one said.
"We are starting," I said. I drank another cup of the red wine. It tasted very good after the cheese and apple.
"Bring the cheese," I said, and went out.
Bonello came out carrying the great jug of wine.
"That's too big," I said.
He looked at it regretfully.
"I guess it is," he said. "Give me the canteens to fill."
He filled the canteens and some of the wine ran out on the stone paving of the courtyard. Then he picked up the wine jug and put it just inside the door.
"The Austrians can find it without breaking the door down," he said.
"We'll roll," I said. "Piani and I will go ahead." The two engineers were already on the seat beside Bonello. The girls were eating cheese and apples. Imo was smoking. We started off down the narrow road. I looked back at the two cars coming and the farmhouse. It was a fine, low, solid stone house, and the ironwork of the well was very good. Ahead of us, the road was narrow and muddy, and there was a high hedge on either side. Behind, the cars were following closely.